Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Various warnings have been issued for severe thunderstorms with heavy downpours and damaging winds, and that's over the Ekhlanzeni district of Mpumalanga, as well as the extreme eastern Highveld of Mpumalanga and the Mopani district and eastern parts of the Vembe district of Limpopo. It will become partly cloudy with scattered thundershowers over Gauteng and the northwest later today, and it will also be hot in places in the Lowveld and some areas of the northwest. Pretoria today up to 28, Joburg 27, Mbombela 32, Emalahleni 25, Polokwane 30, and Rustenburg a high of 31 degrees.
Just had a look. Down Linwood Road, going across Solomon Mahlangu, traffic is very heavy there, and that, of course, is in an easterly direction. There's about a 40-minute delay this morning, so please just be patient.
The Limpopo Department of Health says the Tshweni Clinic will remain closed indefinitely. Yesterday, the department said the clinic has been reopened following a four-day closure, but that decision has now been rescinded. That followed a thorough reassessment of the impact that the devastating incidents, including break-ins, robbery, abduction and sexual assault of the nursing staff, have had on the affected personnel. And America is banning imports from dozens of China-based companies over alleged ties to forced labor, targeting firms in the mining, textiles, and solar industries. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security says this is the largest single expansion of the list. The entities added include companies mining and processing critical minerals from Xinjiang, where Beijing has been accused of incarcerating over 1 million Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities in a network of detention facilities. I'm Khadija D'Souza. I'll be back with more news at 8.
Well, not the greatest news for moto racing fans. Saudi Arabia's local hero Yazid Al-Raji has taken over the lead for the first time at this year's Dakar Rally after finishing third in yesterday's ninth stage. So he takes over from Hing Latakhan, who suffered two punctures yesterday. That's a bit of bad luck. Al-Raji finished just over 3 minutes behind five-time winner Nasser Al-Attiyah Latakhan, down in 11th place yesterday. Novak Djokovic is in pursuit of an 11th Melbourne title and record 25th Grand Slam singles crown. It's been a tough start, though, against 21-year-old Portuguese Jaime Faria. Djokovic won the first set, lost the second. They're into the tiebreak. Oh, it looked into the third set now. So he's going to have to really, really up the performance if he wants to get through to the third round. There was more earlier yesterday. Carlos Alcaraz dropping a couple of games before advancing into the third round. Zheng Jinwen was knocked out by Germany's Laura Sigelmund in the biggest shock of the tournament so far. Sabalenka breezing past Jessica Buzaz-Manero. Pretoria Capitals, they picked up their first season of this year's SA20 after a 6-wicket win against defending champion Sunrisers Eastern Cape. That was in Centurion yesterday. I did mention Carlos Alcaraz. Mario Tauge has been promoted to England captain for the Six Nations, replacing Saracens teammate Jamie George in that role. Their campaign begins away to defending champions Ireland. That's on the 1st of February. Wales, meanwhile, have named Ospreys fly half Dan Edwards and Scarlet's wing Ellis Mee as two uncapped players in their 34-man squad for the Six Nations, and they start their campaign away to France on the 31st of January. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's a Jack of Sport.
All the music you love, all the songs you smock.
It's the Jonas Brothers.
Just like your exes in the room.
This is The Weeknd.
It's Ariana Grande.
That's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world. This is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
On the station.
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you.
Time stood still.